Welcome to From the Magazine, a podcast of Holiness Today, where you will hear from our authors and editors about everyday faith. Holiness Today has dedicated one episode each month to NMI Central. NMI Central is a publication focusing on the global work of the Church of the Nazarene. NMI Central makes you aware of the prayer needs and praise reports of the global church. It is available in English, Spanish, Portuguese, and French, and can be subscribed to at NMI Central on Nazarene.org. Mission highlights in the month of June were Mexico on the Mesoamerica region, Jordan on the Eurasian region, the 75th anniversary of the alabaster offering that was taken at the 24th NMI convention, and Indonesia on the Asia-Pacific region. Mexico is one of the earliest areas of mission focus for the Church of the Nazarene. In 1903, the Church of the Nazarene began to establish churches in Mexico. Once the center of the ancient Aztec Empire, through Spanish conquest and the spread of smallpox during the 16th century, the power and population of Mexico was decimated. Ultimately, Mexico received its independence from Spain in 1821, and in the 19th century lost its northern territories to the United States. Mexico City is considered one of the great megacities of the Western Hemisphere, with a population of 22.2 million living within its metropolitan area. Mexico has often struggled with revolution and unrest and has in recent years been the crossroads of refugees trying to find their way north. As you will read, many of these refugees and dispossessed persons from countries to their south have struggled not only with the journey, but also with the disease and disillusionment of migration. Yet Nazarenes in Mexico have welcomed those who were suffering and those who sought to mitigate that suffering with the compassionate touch of Jesus. Mexico has 79,988 members, 692 fully organized churches, 213 not yet organized churches, 399 district licensed and 498 ordained ministers in 15 districts. The prayer needs for Mexico are, pray for the pastors, some of whom have been affected by economic problems, illnesses, and in some cases, discouragement. Pray for these and all the pastors who are seeking to lead their churches in spiritual growth. Their testimony is, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8:37. Pray with us for the new generations that God will raise up, the necessary leadership for the growth of his work. There are still churches without a pastor, and committed people are needed who have a call to serve God through evangelism and discipleship, bringing people to Christ. Praise. We thank God that throughout the pandemic, from our southern to northern borders, God has helped us to provide support to undocumented immigrants with food, clothing, and other basic needs. The Church of the Nazarene, together with Nazarene Compassionate Ministries, provides support. There are exciting reports of evangelism taking place in the centers where this work is ongoing. We thank God for our leaders and for the resources provided by the Church of the Nazarene, including an emphasis on mentoring. District teams have been formed that train and motivate leaders to mentor others. NMI Snapshot. Nazarene Medical Corps serves more than 600 migrants in Mexico. A Nazarene Medical Corps provided more than 600 medical consultations to the migrant community on the southern Mexican border of Tapachula, Chiapas. They also led a special team for more than 50 children who heard the message of the gospel. The Corps mobilized from September 24th through the 26th during the COVID-19 pandemic and attended people from Haiti, Central America, and South America. Among the most frequent conditions they encountered were gastrointestinal issues, headaches, chronic diseases, dermatitis, cavities and dental pain, muscle pain, and emotional pain. The volunteer health professionals in great part are young and from South Sierra, South Pacific, and the southern border districts, and include general medical doctors, nurses, radiologists, physical therapists, and psychologists. Dr. Aparicio from the Corps said that one mother originally from El Salvador came to them worried about the health of her daughter who had symptoms such as diarrhea, fever, and weight loss. While the doctor was assisting this young patient, she gave her diagnosis, medication, and she also shared the message of faith and hope in Jesus Christ. During this time of serving, the team noticed the presence of many children in the nearby park, and they invited them to play games and sing children's songs. This allowed them to present the message of Jesus Christ, to pray with them, and to identify various emotional problems. It was a beautiful time, said Edie Monteo of NCM in Mexico. The word of God as declared in Mark chapter 9, verse 41 says, truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward, said Monteo. Everyone can help. We can motivate the churches of the Nazarene around the world to serve with love, respect, and grace, to participate with sincerity in local Nazarene and compassionate ministries. This is what it means to live the practical holiness of God. Jordan, the work of the Church of the Nazarene began officially in 1950. Only 4 years earlier, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan gained its independence in 1946. Prior to this, it had been under the British mandate given by the League of Nations to govern much of the Middle East following World War I and the disillusionment of the Ottoman Empire. During the Six-Day War of 1967, Jordan lost the West Bank to Israel, and in 1988, under the leadership of King Hussein, Jordan permanently relinquished Jordanian claims to the West Bank. In 1994, a treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel that has helped to bring some stability and peace in the context of Middle East conflicts. King Abdullah, eldest son of King Hussein, assumed the throne following the death of his father in 1999. As you will read in the story below, the Church of the Nazarene in Jordan has been host to many refugee communities fleeing their homes in surrounding countries. This is seen as more of an opportunity than a crisis for those who are seeking to share the good news of Jesus and the freedom that can only truly be found in Him. In Jordan, there are 1,343 members, 12 fully organized churches, 4 not yet fully organized churches, 17 district licensed, and 20 ordained ministers on one district. In Jordan, Christians make up roughly 4% of the country's population. However, there are very few Nazarene or other evangelical churches. Some experts believe there may be as few as 8,000 evangelical Christians in the entire country of Jordan. Additionally, many of the local Nazarene Christians are new believers, still exploring God's call in each of their lives. Though Christians in Jordan are typically free to worship, there is still pressure from some organizations and individuals from other backgrounds to slow the growth of the evangelical church. As a result, there are very few opportunities for Arab believers outside of seminary and other formal institutions to further explore how God can use them in the Middle East and around the world. Now, as refugees, many of these persecuted individuals and families are more open to the gospel than ever before, and the church needs a new group of compassionate and trained leaders to reach these marginalized communities around the Middle East. To meet this need among Arab Christians, leaders at a church in Amman recently launched the EAA Academy, an educational project designed to prepare, encourage, and train new Christian leaders across the region. Through a series of 12-week courses, this Nazarene-based curriculum, also developed by these church leaders, explores topics such as leadership, discipleship, spiritual calling, and how to share your story of faith. So far, the program has been in high demand, launching with a cohort of more than 240 students. While most students are local, the EAA Academy also hosts students from other Middle Eastern countries, even parts of Europe through online connections. The program is open to youth ages 13 plus, the field they are being called into ministry or leadership within the church. The program is also offered tuition free so that income is never a barrier for those wishing to participate. Our hope and prayer is that the EAA Academy will continue to empower new Christians as they explore God's calling in their lives. This is an essential step toward building God's kingdom in the Middle East and seeing lives change through church plants, ordination of new leaders, and outreach through compassionate ministries. Prayer. Pray for a movement of God among the youth and for more young people to be called, sent, and released into ministry. Pray that God would open up opportunities and make a way for new church plants. Pray for God to continue to move in our two Nazarene grade schools and for new partnerships to develop, bringing stability to these important ministries. Praise. We praise God for new avenues for discipleship. We praise God for a new small group of refugees sharing life together and dreaming about their futures. We praise God for His work in the Nazarene grade schools and the increasing sense of peace and unity the new leadership has helped to establish. The 75th anniversary of the Alabaster Offering. Following the end of World War II in the late 1940s, the Church of the Nazarene was experiencing a need for more missions funding. At a meeting of the Global NMI Council, Elizabeth Venom was asked to find a way that could be used to raise funds for land purchases and building construction needs around the world. As she rode the train home from that council meeting, she said, the Lord gave her details for the Alabaster Offering. The offering was based on the story of the woman pouring perfume on Jesus from a container carved from soft alabaster stone. Building on that biblical story, Nazarenes were asked to put off buying new perfume for themselves or postpone purchasing something for themselves, and to give that money in the alabaster offering instead. In much the same way that the woman gave her bottle of perfume to Jesus, we have been called to pour out a lavish offering for others. Alabaster was first promoted using this phrase, give up a want to meet a need. Alabaster, an offering that for 75 years has been a hallmark of Nazarene generosity and sacrifice, was one of the primary emphases in the 24th Global NMI Convention. NMI is entering into a year-long celebration, June 2023 through June 2024, where every church everywhere will participate in giving to Alabaster at some time during this anniversary year. To help churches encourage giving in the third week of NMI Central during this 13-month period, rather than highlighting a country, we will share Alabaster stories of changed lives, stories of sacrifice, and stories of kingdom impact. At the close of Global NMI Director Lola Bricky's report to the convention, delegates and guests participated in a traditional March offering, bringing Alabaster offerings from around the world and giving generously in this historic moment. Several, including the family of Lola Bricky, brought loved ones filled Alabaster boxes. Your faithful giving to the World Evangelism Fund covers the administrative costs associated with Alabaster offerings, allowing 100% of everything given to be used to provide places where people worship, heal, and learn. As you know, property in urban areas can be very expensive, at times making it impossible for churches, schools, or clinics to own property. Alabaster funds can also be used to help with expenses of renting property for periods of time. Alabaster often makes it possible for the Church of the Nazarene to establish a sense of permanent presence, an indication that we are there to stay and carry out the work of Jesus. Prayer. Pray that the Lord will continue to multiply the generous giving of Nazarenes from across the globe through Alabaster offerings. Pray for a renewed spirit of generosity in every generation to give Alabaster to provide places where people worship, heal, and learn. Praise. We praise God for the last 75 years of faithfulness in giving to Alabaster from Nazarenes around the world. We praise God for the significant offering given in the 24th Global NMI Convention, March Offering. In the show notes, we will provide the video that was attached in the NMI Central newsletter. Indonesia. The work of the Church of the Nazarene began in Indonesia in 1973. Located on the Sealands Field of the Asia-Pacific region, Indonesia is an expansive group of islands that covers 1,904,569 square kilometers. Each of the more than 17,500 islands, speaking more than 300 languages, is unique, and the complexity of the diverse populations is daunting. Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim-majority nation. In March 1968, after a long opposition of two authoritative powers, Suharto was appointed president. Although his 30-year dictatorship rule was noted for its corruption and abuse of power, it encouraged foreign investment, which led to substantial economic growth. In 1998, Indonesia welcomed a new democratic government that established new political, economic, and social processes. Protestant churches have been recognized since 1965 in Indonesia, and while faced with many challenges, have a significant role to play in bringing healing and hope to this diverse country. Indonesian people have experienced difficult and often traumatizing circumstances throughout their country's political history and the increasing number of natural disasters. Many people struggle financially and deal with addictions and other hard life situations. The Church of the Nazarene has been working to address those struggles and to bring healing and restoration through relationship with Christ. In 2008, Nazarene Aletheia Christian Church started the Seiya Penghut Christus Program, SPK, which translates to, I am a follower of Christ. The SPK Winner Program is a recovery class designed for those who are struggling with addiction, divorce, and other difficult life situations. It typically takes 2 months for a group to complete the program. To date, 38 groups have completed the program through this church. Classes are offered for adults and teens on subjects such as salvation, Jesus as the sole ruler, and the power of communion. The program also includes the Champion Gathering Series, which has classes such as The Heart of the Father, Jesus the Deliverer, Jesus the Healer, The Power of Baptism, The Power of the Holy Spirit, Financial Freedom, Youth Life, Sex, Love, and Dating, Teaching to Parents, Blessed Christian Families, and to be True Disciples of Christ. After hearing God's Word, participants are encouraged to practice what they've learned and share it with their friends. They are also invited to create accountability groups where they can support and help each other. SPK is so impactful thanks to the testimonies of its trained and equipped teachers and facilitators. Many of them, mostly lay people, went through the same struggles and have participated in the SPK program. Their lives have been changed by the Holy Spirit, and they are now witnessing about Christ. The transformation of the teachers convinces others that in Christ there is forgiveness of sins and there is healing. Many of the participants were unbelievers when they started the program. Through the SPK program, many people have found a new life in Christ and have come to know the positive ministry of the Church of the Nazarene. Several churches have been started by SPK participants who are now church leaders. God has been doing His transformative work through the SPK program in Indonesia, bringing restoration and healing to people. This has brought hope for many in the midst of drastic cultural changes and challenges. Given the vast expanse of the country and relatively few Christians, the compassion and care provided by SPK can make a real difference in people's lives. Indonesia has 7,852 members, 69 fully organized churches, 66 not yet organized churches, 31 district licensed, and 72 ordained ministers on 4 districts. Prayer. Pray for the ministry of the SPK, which translates to, I am a follower of Christ, that more people in Indonesia will find restoration and healing. Pray for a greater vision and a more expansive ministry through the Church of the Nazarene in Indonesia. Praise. We praise God that many people have come to know Jesus and for the ministry of the Church of the Nazarene. We praise God for all who have been restored and found healing and peace in Jesus. Thank you for listening to the Holiness Today podcast. If you enjoyed this production and wish to hear more, visit holinesstoday.org/podcast or find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.